The U.S. Report.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America. I've talked about Bangladesh and the dreadful, dreadful flooding there. A nice touch here by President Trump in relation to the victims of Harvey.
Makes you wonder if they're going to like him now, you know, his critics. Some people have called him the comforter-in-chief now, which is quite a bit of a change from the first time he went down there, and they said he wasn't warm enough, wasn't empathetic enough. This time he was passing out food. He was hugging and kissing and actually playing with children at the NRG Center there in Houston, where so many of the people are there and the emergency effort is underway. Big shelter there. Today was also declared a day of a prayer by the president as they begin the process of trying to come back from Hurricane Harvey. The newest estimate is that the damage may be, and this comes from the governor of Texas, somewhere between $150 and $180 billion, which is more than either Katrina or Sandy. It was the most powerful storm to hit in 50 years. So 47 people dead, 300 miles and 200,000 homes in the path of destruction.
It's frightening, absolutely frightening. And we said the subcontinent in Asia is diabolical, diabolical. And then you've got the wildfires in Los Angeles.
Yeah, this is the biggest wildfire ever in Los Angeles, in the city of Los Angeles. They call it the La Tuna Fire. It's more than 5,000 acres. They've had 700 homes evacuated in North Los Angeles and in Burbank and in Glendale. Those are both neighborhoods there on the north side.
Yeah,
So far they haven't lost any homes, so it's not that bad. You know, a couple of years ago, remember, we had the big fire that burned a couple of hundred homes. So,
yep.
This year, since the first of the year, in the West, more than 7.1 million acres have burned.
It's frightening. Frightening. And then you got this story about obesity.
Well, you know, every time we do a story about obesity, it's that it's getting worse in this country. This comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. They're saying 70% now of the nation is obese or overweight. Now, by overweight, they mean you're carrying a couple extra pounds. That would include me. I'm probably 15 pounds heavier than I want to be. So I guess I'm in the group. 70%.
But you're not wanting to serve in the military.
Well, it's too late for me.
Too late.
I did that already. I did my time already. And I enjoyed it, but those days are past. But this report says 70% of today's youth are not fit to serve in the military because of obesity or being overweight, criminal records, drug misuse, or educational deficit. Those are the various reasons, but 70% of young people
have
to serve in the military.
Well, they most probably don't want to anyway. Good on you, Harley. There he is, Harley in the United States of America, just repeating, a third of Bangladesh underwater. 41 million people have been affected by the rains. 950,000 houses damaged or destroyed. 1,200 people dead.